So one organization that really helped me understand what the principles of liberty were was Students for Liberty. I started Marion Military Institute's very first libertarian political club. I called it MISSLE, which is very, you know, very neocon in some circles, but stood for Marion Military Institute Students for Liberty. After that, I got accepted into the campus coordinator program. I was a blogger, had a blast doing it. But I remember one time specifically, I was at a campus coordinator retreat in Alexandria, Virginia. And it was really cool. I mean, you've got all types of people in Students for Liberty. You've got your hardcore anarchists that are basically like, I don't care who checked this hot dog. I'll take botulism if it works. Then you've got your, like, I'm just here because I hear there was weed type of dudes. Then you've got your, we need to elect the Koch brothers as president type of guys. I mean, this is where you find every strain of libertarianism that's there. But one thing that really kind of like threw me off guard was when I was talking to a couple people and I was like, so who do you want to be the next president? Because politics always comes up. And everyone was kind of like,
oh, Gary Johnson's gonna jump in, bro.
And everyone else who didn't scream that was like, and then I find like five or six people look at me and they're like, and I'm like, whoa, my mind is just exploding here. You know, there were a lot of terrible people who did a lot of terrible things that were honest. Hitler was honest. He wrote a book in jail talking about how he wanted to exterminate the Jews and ended up gaining power, and he did it. Now, before you go, oh, you're one of those guys where everything you don't like is Hitler. No, look throughout history. Last I checked, you know, Timothy McVeigh, he kind of published an old op-ed in the paper saying about how he wanted to like fight the government and stuff and how he was gonna do a bunch of terrible things. Let me tell you, just because someone is honest doesn't mean their policies are somehow good, and it doesn't mean their intentions are any better. We need to break this whole, oh, if it's honest, it's instantly more innocent, it's a little playful. Yeah, BS. Pull your head out of the ground and really look at what's going on. Libertarians for Bernie? Oh my gosh, I mean, it's like saying, I don't know, Batman for dead parents. What's wrong with you people?